Anybody that's maybe out in from the rural, or even with any of those, the Corching Glens or any of those forest areas within our district, just to be careful, because the land is very dry, you know, and somebody thinking they're smoking on a car, maybe discarding a cigarette, could cause a fire, you know, could start something. But we'll just to remind users of the area, rural areas, to be careful, you know, because the gorse is very dry, and the sun now for over a week, you know, so the ground is going to be dry, and going forward, it's given this for the next few days, again, next 4 or 5 days. So we just have to be careful out and about, anybody even like from picnics or any of those areas, just to be careful.
Now, as we know, gorse fires happen more often during this kind of weather, and as a result, the fire service resources are under severe pressure. While they're tackling these gorse fires, there may be an emergency somewhere else, and it hinders them from attending that sooner.
It is, and when you hear the amount of fire services personnel that is out at that fire, we have to commend those as well, commend the fire service for the job they're doing. But yes, this type of fire out there would put fire services under pressure, just in case something else might happen, either a road traffic accident or something like that, that would be taking services away from. So it is just the general public to be aware and be wary when you're out and about, especially in this dry period.